What is happening out there, people? How's it going? It's Press Play again, and we are here to discuss another episode of The Bad Batchy, as Matthew would say, because we're a big old bad batch ourselves. We're here. We need to talk about it. I'm really excited about this episode, but before we do that...
I missed you.
Dude, I just
have to admit it. I missed you, Joe.
Do you like how you can tell when I'm introing us into this that it's just literally the first thoughts that are coming to my head? That's exactly what
it's like. Bad batch.
Yeah.
Bad batchy.
We are a bad batch. Yeah. But before that, Omar's back with us. We've missed the boy terribly, but we got Oms,
dearly.
We got Matthew. We got Bailey. That's us. We're Press Play again. How's it going? What's happening? I know. Guys, y'all match, and it's really cute.
We do. Look at that.
Like, yeah. Y'all both have like this peachy pink color going, and I really dig it.
That's really
awesome.
Matches
my freaking walls, these Pepto-Bismol pink walls.
Wow.
Cool. How's everyone going?
I'm going great.
Yeah, going really.
Yeah,
all right.
Going, you know, I
you
can't
know
stop
before,
going. Honestly,
all right. We might as well before we even get into this episode. Before we do all that, I'm just gonna tell everybody what they can do and where they can follow us and find us and all that shit. Because if I just stay like this, we're gonna be talking about nonsense for the next like 30 minutes.
Hey, that's
so,
cool with me.
If you want to listen to us on anything other than YouTube, you can, and you can find us on Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. Listen to us just on one of those things. Rate us, subscribe to us, like us, leave comments. Tell us what you're thinking. Tell us what you feel about the stuff we're discussing. Tell us stuff we haven't talked about. We'd love to hear it from you, and we'll communicate back in some form. Maybe, I don't know, we'll give you a call. I don't know.
We have that power.
And we'll be here every... Throwing it to you, Matthew. What day are we posting?
Bad Batch episodes, Monday mornings.
Everything else
is just fucking surprises.
Surprise.
Little
bitch.
Surprise. And you know what? People count your surprises. Just enjoy them. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
So we'll be coming at you hot Monday mornings because we like to give you the weekend to watch everything you need to watch, and then we're going to discuss it. So that's what we're going to be doing now. But other than that, I think I've hit everything other than also you can find us on social media. And that would be, again, Press on Twitter and Press Play again on Instagram. And we post fun things, and you guys will like it a lot. So go follow us. But other than that, let's talk about this damn show. Guys.
This fucking show.
What did you think about the third episode? I'm going to start with you, Omar. Oh, look at my dog. She's blind.
Gracie.
She's so old. I love her to death.
Gracie, we're over here.
She literally has no clue. She has no clue where she is.
Oh, she's so cute, man. It's like she hears you. She knows you're in the room.
Hi, girl. She's the best, but she just is so blind.
She's the best. She just can't. She doesn't
My
know
poor
that
baby.
She is.
Anyway, what did you think of the episode, Omar?
Compared to the first two, honestly, because I have no idea what you guys... Well, I kind of do know what you guys thought about because I listened to the episodes. But I'm very curious to see what you guys thought about the third. Anyways, for the third episode, really liked it. I thought... not that it was more emotional or anything, but I found it more emotional. I found some scenes like, dude, Wrecker... Mm-hmm. As tough and huge as he is, he's a soft guy, man.
He's a sweetheart, man.
Oh, I love it. I know.
Yeah, so I love those moments. It definitely feels like, I mean, I think it's the only thing besides the Mandalorian that's like obviously not Skywalker focused. And I like that because, you know, it's a change of scenery. It's cool. Mm. And it's really exciting. I enjoyed the third episode. I think, what's his face? Crosshair?
Crosshair.
Is a...
Crosshair.
Is my French. A cunt.
Whoa!
Oh no, let's get into that then.
We're diving in. This isn't a kids show anymore, guys.
This isn't a kids show. This isn't
and,
a podcast. This
those
is
are
a.
My thoughts.
Let's get into Omar's.
I appreciate how intense you just made this. What do you think, Matthew?
Yeah, I love this episode. I'm not sure if I'm there yet with Crosshair. You know, I'm not gonna say full on yet. But no, this is a great episode. I think I like this more than last week's. First episode was obviously still kind of the biggest, you know, that movie like thing. But yeah, I thought we got a lot of cool stuff in this one. I like that we got Tarkin again. We kind of furthered the story that it seems like this is gonna revolve around. Like we're getting more into why they're gonna switch to you know, like actual human troopers instead of clones, and it's all making sense. Yeah, I thought it was really, really good. I also thought this episode was looked better than last week's, like, visually, which was kind of surprising, because last week's, I thought...
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, like, and like we said from the get-go, somehow this animation style is now really, really good, which is awesome, because I'm glad that it is. But this episode, like, really shocked me. I was like, the lighting, all the, like, focusing and stuff they do in depth of field, like, it all looked really, really good in this episode.
It did.
So, yeah, I'm really excited to talk about it with you guys, but I loved it.
Hell yeah. Real quick, I'll say, I agree. I think this episode was gorgeous. I think the music was amazing. It also, though, does the thing where while I'm watching it, I'm like, man, if they just, I don't know, would have done this with Clone Wars from the beginning, I would have been just so happy.
Like, animation-wise, or...
Animation-wise, okay, yeah. I just wish. Okay. But either way, I mean, you know, y'all know me. I love Clone Wars. Don't get me wrong. But I just was like, man, it would have been so cool. But yeah, I loved this episode. I thought it was phenomenal. I think it might be my favorite episode so far.
I think so, too, to be honest.
If I'm being honest.
I think so, too. Yeah.
It was just, there was no low points for it in it for me. So yeah. That's how I feel about it. I know Matthew has a few... I think you have some Easter egg facts to throw
I did.
Out
I look
there.
Up some, like, some just, like, connections to other stuff going on in Star Wars. So, first off, and a lot of it, for this episode, there wasn't really a ton going on. But definitely the kind of, like, desolate moon landing is all, like, a reference back to Empire Strikes Back, of course, when they, like, they're going on the moon and they end up in the belly of whatever that worm creature is. That's so awesome. And that, like, played out very similarly, too, if you remember. Because even, like,
how they're, the...
like... They're, like, outside fixing the ship and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the exact same thing. So I thought that was really cool. Also, the new human troopers, like, the elite squad of humans that are there now, very clearly, I think, must be, like, to hint at becoming death troopers, right? Like, they...
I saw the black suits, and I assumed it was...
The black suits, they also have kind of, like, the green visors, which, like, the death troopers had the, like, green lenses, too. So I think that's what they're getting at with that. This is, like, early, early death trooper stuff, which is really cool.
Gotta black out the sun.
Yeah, you're in space. let's see. Oh, okay, so they reference War Mantle, right? Like, War Mantle being this, like, operation now to actually switch the, like, instead of using the clone army, like, transition it into the human soldiers. And that was actually referenced in Rogue One. Mr. Gary Whitta is Rogue One. When Jyn Erso is, like, looking through all the plans at the, I think it's towards the end, right? When she's, like, trying to find the Death Star plans, like, there's other stuff in there, and that War Mantle is in there, too, and that's just very interesting, because it's just tying everything back together. That's really kind of the most interesting ones I have here. A little side note, the Imperial Troopers are their blaster fire is red now instead of blue. Kind of showing the transition now, because it's
evilness.
Yeah, like getting into Empire stuff, and obviously the whole good soldiers follow orders. That was a callback to the first time we ever heard that was, what was it, like season five, whatever the inhibitor chip arc.
Yeah, it's
Clone
whenever
Wars.
It's whenever the stuff with fives happens.
Yes, when we kind,
like,
of learned more
one
about
one of them's malfunctioning. Yeah.
Yeah, when we learned about the inhibitor chips, and so that was just cool, you know.
I also want to throw out there, too, just before we, honestly, while we're diving into this episode, because it's in the very beginning. So, like, in the very beginning, when you see Omega laying on one of the droids, I had to look it up because I couldn't remember the name. I'm not even going to pretend like I'm like, oh, I'm the Star Wars person and I know every droid's name. I wish I did. I can't remember them all. But it's the Gonk droid, the, like, really square box one.
Yeah, the trash can looking ones.
Yeah, they have them, like, in New Hope and stuff, but, like, the way they walk, I think it's so funny. I think it's, like, the cutest thing, and I'm really glad that they had that droid in one of the other episodes, and now it's, like, in it again, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be, like, a reoccurring, like, pet kind of thing, and I really hope it does, because I think it's really cute. But other than that, yeah, let's talk about the damn show. So
let's get into it.
I wanted to point out that the way this show introed the non-clone stormtroopers was way cooler than I was expecting it to be.
They all were. Yeah, they kind of made these guys, like, very, like, the voice acting, first off, was really good. Like, it was, like, noticeably good. where I was like, these characters like are they're actually like pretty dark, and yeah, I liked all that.
The main dude sounded familiar. I'm a bad host, so I didn't look it up, but there was something about his voice and I was like, man, this dude sounds really familiar to me. I'm not gonna look it up either, so y'all can all just tell me who it is. But which I didn't even say, but episode 3, it's called, the title's Replacements.
Yeah.
And like, what a cool title too. Like, you finally get introduced. Like, I didn't even think about it until the second time I watched it before we started doing this podcast. But Replacements just being because it's literally like showing the new team of stormtroopers. Dave Filoni. This should just be a Dave Filoni fanboy podcast kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd be down.
But yeah, I thought the way they introed him was really cool. And I thought Crosshair kind of leading the charge was also kind of not unexpected, but it was one of those things where you can't tell what they're going to do with Crosshair yet, because Tarkin still very much doesn't like
him. I want to rescind my comment about him.
Oh, yeah?
What I said. Okay, here's the thing, because I think we're talking about this in another group with our friend Tyler, and I said something along the lines of Crosshair was my favorite when they were introduced.
Last go around.
Yeah, and then, you know, this shit's happening. He's killing fucking randos, right? Random people. And I understand malfunctioning, you know, whatever, Order 60, whatever, 66. I get it. I understand. But, like, don't be a cunt about it, you know? Like,
it's his inhibitor chip, man.
I don't give a shit.
Hunter says it. He's like,
but
I don't know.
But they upped it. The first episode, they amp it up. They're like, we're gonna make him the biggest of the sea words. I was gonna say it. I can't.
As a fan, I do love that, because, you know, obviously there's gonna be some sort of redemption. It's some sort of like, he's gonna go back to the group. So I do love that they're taking it on the other side of things, like completely the opposite, where he's killing whatever. Yeah. He's not part of the group. He's against the group. He's like fucking hard scoping them, you know, whatever. I get that. And I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it. But I do like the moment in episode 3 where Omega's holding, I think, his weapon or something. And they're like, okay, like, I'll be honest. Like, I have to admit, like,
we miss him.
It was a nice moment.
Well, yeah. And like, it was so nice to see that. But you're completely right in the sense that, like, he's so far past what you usually see with clones. Like, you see clones being intense in a military sense and fashion, but now you see it in an evil way.
Yeah.
And seeing him just like attack that village and have absolutely no remorse,
that
completely
shit got dark.
Ready to kill whoever. Yeah, like, he literally, the second people just start saying they're not going to tell him anything, he doesn't like hesitate. He completely just kills them.
Yeah, you're useless.
Yeah,
he's like, you're of no use to the Empire.
Right, yeah, and I thought that was so cool. And then they shit, well, cool, but awful. But
Bailey's
so
into
cool.
that.
You know me. I'm always going to be into the villains.
Yeah, number one Empire fan up here. She's loving seeing the seeds.
What up? But, you know, it's one of those things, too, where they show him. He kills the main dude who you think is going to, like, overthrow him. Yeah. I can't remember his name. But he just shoots him dead. So the rest of his team all kind of panic and freak out because they're like, we don't want to die. So he gets them to literally set them all on fire, which completely brings me back to the scene with Finn from I'm blanked.
The Force Awakens.
I blanked. The Force Awakens. Thank you. I kept wanting to say The Last Jedi,
Disney.
But I knew it was Force Awakens. But that scene in the beginning where, like, he can't kill anybody because he's what the hell are we doing? And that scene reminded me a lot
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. But it was, like, the beginning of it instead of the end of it. Yeah. So it was a really cool way to see that. But, yeah, so going from that and then going to the scene where they get back to the ship and he's pretty much telling Tarkin, like, I got shit done. Everything's okay. I'm the best thing in this world. And I'm like, you're right, Crosshair. You are. And then you have that scene where he goes back into the room that his crew used to be in. And you see, like, the marks on the wall that the Bad Batch always did. And then he goes and sits on his bed. And the music that's playing while he does it, and then how it, like, kind of slowly closes in on his face. It's just, like, so haunting and beautiful. And you don't expect things like that from Clone Wars. Well, you do now. But you wouldn't have when you first started that show.
This show can do so much more now than Clone Wars could, because, like, going back to the animation, though, like, they learned how to actually make their faces, like, emote and have expressions. Right. Like, they had that in, I guess, season 7. And, you know, some of the other ones, they got better over it gradually. But in this, like, some of it looks really, really good. And so they can finally show, like, those little details like that. Like, showing
with the
Crosshair.
Lighting and everything, too.
Yeah, like, having him have a moment like that to himself, and you can just kind of see in his face his, you know, missing his crew and stuff, despite everything that's kind of going on in his head with this inhibitor chip. In a way that they couldn't have done that before. They would have had to have some overly explaining thing where he would probably just stand up and look at himself in a mirror and be like, I kind of miss my friends. You know what I mean? But because the animation's so much better now, we can get those little moments with the characters that are really, really cool.
I also think it's one of those things, too, where the music has just been so phenomenal.
Dude,
and completely blows me away, to where when I'm watching these episodes, I'm kind of just in awe. Because I don't give it enough credit. Because in my mind, I'm like, I just look at it as like the beginning of Clone Wars. It's supposed to just be a kind of a jokey show. But then stuff like this happens and you're like, oh my God, this is way more intense and has way more deeper meaning than I expect. And then the music is phenomenal. So you're just looking at this almost like it's a movie still. Yeah. Like go ahead.
No, I was going to say my problem with it, I think... because I just watched like the end of season 6, and because I just binged the hell out of season 7, in my mind, I still, like, every time I'm watching an episode this week, last week, the week before, I still keep thinking it's an arc in Clone Wars, and it's so hard to, like...
Oh, I get that.
Not think that.
Well, so I wanted to ask you guys, do you think we're going to get the 3-episode arcs in the show? Like, there's so many... I mean, there's 16 episodes total. We just finished episode 3, but so far, it's like we had the movie as a standalone, and then both of these episodes have been, like... single episodic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, do y'all think we're gonna get into more like 3-episode arc territory like Clone Wars did a bunch of? Or are we gonna keep getting these one offs and then probably at some point a bigger type of thing?
I'm gonna say this. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think arcs worked well with Clone Wars. And I get that this is supposed to be its own thing, but it's still in the same universe, so I wouldn't be opposed to arcs. But obviously if they do like an arc here and there, and you know, if it's its own thing and they throw arcs in however they want, I'm also fine with that. So
I agree, because I think it's one of those things where in Clone Wars you had so many different characters and so many different beloved known characters that you had to focus a specific amount of time on storylines with them to kind of build them up and grow them. But for this is brand new characters. Like, this is people we don't really know. We kind of know from Clone Wars, but now we're just getting them. Like, we already know Tarkin. They're not going to... I think everything we're seeing with Tarkin is all we're really going to see with Tarkin. Other than that, we're just going to be getting cameos from Clone Wars or the Bad Batch. So I kind of agree. I think it might be each episode or one or two episodes are connected, but they're all just slightly connected, but going through these different adventures on the way to the bigger picture. And then you're going to have, like, 4 or 5 episodes that are... developing the story more.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I think this is going to go, which I kind of almost hope it goes that way, because I think it would be really good if it does.
I miss the 3-episode arcs for sure, but so far everything's worked, so I'm not against it.
Exactly.
But I do hope, because of how long the show is, like 16 episodes is a long thing, I hope that eventually we get into more like stretched out things where it's not just like new planet every week doing something new. But so far it's worked, so
what did y'all think this episode about all the stuff with Omega? I'm just curious.
I like Omega for the sole reason of I think she complements the group well. And I think she complements the vibe of what this show is going for, at least what I think. I mean, we're only on episode 3. So I definitely like it. And I mean, with her, she could really take any route. I mean, I have no idea, you know, how long they plan for this show to be. But I mean, she could be one of the guys. She could at some point end up going... you know, in the wrong direction and have a malfunction, as you guys like to call it.
A malfunction.
I am known for saying that.
Yeah, so malfunction. I think it's just interesting. I think she's an interesting character. She's a kid, so you know, you always like have a lot that you can do. I mean, she's got her whole life ahead of her. So
she really does.
I'm excited. Yeah,
and she's got a brand new bedroom now.
Dude, amazing room, man.
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah, like in The Mandalorian, you know.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm like trying to look something up, but
I
can't find it.
Oh, also, I found out who voiced that guy that you're asking about.
It's who
fucking
did it?
Keanu Reeves.
Wait, are you kidding?
Absolutely joking. So sorry.
Oh my God, I was like, I knew it.
I just had to do it.
I knew
it. You suckers, I knew I could spot it. That's so sad.
Imagine, dude.
I still love, and I think some people aren't feeling it as much, at least from what I've read, but the dynamic between Hunter and Omega and really all of them, I think, is the whole father-daughter aspect is really cute and it works really well. Like the stuff they had at the end with Wrecker, like making her bedroom,
yeah,
like,
I love that.
Come on, that was like so sweet. And it shows, it still is doing the whole, we're building these characters up so you don't look at them like clones anymore, which I feel like most people don't, but you still have to continue to do that and continue to convince people like, oh man, this isn't gonna, they're not gonna just turn on him. Even though I do think they were talking to the dude, I'm like jumping all over the place, the dude who was talking to Tarkin, who's like introducing the new stormtroopers. First of all, I don't know if y'all remember this arc from Clone Wars, but Clovis, the like banking guy that was with Padme a lot, the dude looked exactly like Clovis. So when he walked up, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be like Clovis's son or something. But I think it's just some random dude.
It's probably for the best that it's not.
But right. But Clovis annoyed me. So I was just like, all right, get the fuck out of here. But when he walked up, he mentioned something about like the inhibitor chip scanner. As in, they're going to, like, scan to see, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be or what it's going to lead to. But they mentioned the inhibitor chip scanner. And it made me think, like, is there a possibility that the Bad Batch's chips can still malfunction? Like, when Wrecker's head was hurt in this episode, he said it like hurt because he thinks he hit it in the wreckage or whatever. But I'm wondering what if it's hurting because his chip is eventually gonna slightly like, malfunction to the point where, or not malfunction, but work.
Like
correctly.
Activate, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they're kind of just like fighting it. So I'm like wondering if, I might be reaching here, but I'm wondering if at any point in the episode, we're going to see them kind of struggle with it, but somehow overcome it.
I would love that,
and then,
honestly.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be
and then
really
it proves
cool.
that this whole time, if like the clones were taught any way, like how the Bad Batch was like taught to just do their own thing, if clones were taught to not always follow orders, if they could have eventually like overcome this. Mm-hmm. Themselves.
Yeah.
I just think that's really cool. I'm wondering if that'll happen.
I hope that. I know, Bailey, I know you said you don't think we're going to get like that. Did you say you don't think we're going to get that much more Tarkin, or just we're not going to get Tarkin doing anything else?
I don't think we're going to get him doing much other than trying to get rid of the clones.
And that's fine with me. I just hope that he kind of stays. I hope that he's not passing the torch off to this new fucking guy, because I.
Me
he's
too.
Not scary
that would be so
at all.
Lame.
Like, I
he's
like
not.
Just you already animated Tarkin. You already got the fucking character model and the voice. Just let him be the guy in this. Like, we don't need him to step away and us to deal with this guy, because he doesn't scare me. He doesn't really seem that interesting. I don't know. I'd rather Tarkin stay
of,
in
like,
charge of this. It's also just cooler.
The guy. He reminds me of the guy like working for an office that's like gunning for the position that just opened up.
Yeah.
And so he's like
a Dwight
trying Schrute. Really, really hard. Yeah, exactly.
he is
it's
like
not
Dwight.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping, I think Tarkin will be involved. I don't know. I guess we've only had 3 episodes. So.
Man, you're having a night.
Dude, I'm like all over the place tonight. It's my dog. She's throwing me off. She's just behind me scratching everywhere. And I'm just like, okay. She's okay.
I like, too, the kind of little... it looks like the direction this is going in now is like when they're looking at the empty table and like we need them for phase 2, right? They're talking about the Bad Batch, obviously.
Yeah,
like they
exactly
like the Kamoans. I know I'm saying the yes, there you go. The long neck aliens.
Yeah.
They like their phase 2 now. I find that very interesting that they had a plan and that their plan now does involve like they're like, okay, well, we're gonna try to make updated clones based off the super clones we already have.
Yeah,
and
Omega.
Yeah,
we still don't really know exactly what she is.
We don't know what she
which
is,
which I love.
But having that, like, I think that's really cool because they're even like, we only need one of them. So I think that's gonna be a very interesting thing going forward.
I know. I'm hoping. I love that this episode was way more focused. I mean, I guess it was evenly focused on both like Crosshair and the Bad Batch, but I think it was like the Crosshair stuff was really standout for this because it was a lot of newer things. I still loved all the stuff with Hunter and Tech and all of them. I think it was interesting, but I'm hoping the next episode we get them like back in more action again, because I love that. I love seeing them work as a team. So I think this was the really like they're trying to drive home this Hunter being a father figure thing. And I think it's working really well because the actor, the voice actor who does all of this is just phenomenal.
I pulled him up because we need to shout out this fucking man. D. Bradley Baker.
I mean,
Baker.
Everyone should. D.
He voices
Bradley.
Everybody in this show.
D.B. Baker. Like,
he voices all of these different clones. It's really crazy.
Hooking up a whole freaking batch of cinnamon rolls. I don't know. Because Baker...
Baker, bad batch.
I just can tell when y'all completely fade out and y'all are like, we're not even going to acknowledge
it. No.
Yeah. We don't know what to say. We don't want to step on the beauty of the joke.
Either way. But I think this episode was phenomenal. That's what I'll end this with. I think it's great. So
yeah, me too.
I'm really excited for where the show's heading.
Me too.
I just am excited to talk about it with you guys. I really am. Talking about Star Wars is like one of my favorite things. Yes,
it really is. It just makes you feel good.
All warm inside, like a baker.
Do y'all think that like a baker? Y'all think the episodes are gonna keep being the 30-minute too?
I hope.
I think so. Maybe up until like the last one or two.
Yeah, I agree.
And then they'll get nuts.
Yeah, they'll go freaking crazy.
Do y'all think, like, this is just kind of like a more discussion type of question? But do y'all think that people are going to get a lot out of this show if they didn't watch Clone Wars and even Rebels?
No.
I mean, let's be honest though. Like, we only watch Clone Wars, but there's also Rebels. And I think people that watch Rebels would say the same thing to us. They'd be like, you're missing half of this shit because you didn't watch Rebels. So,
right.
I kind of think, I think people can jump into Bad Batch without watching all these shows. I think if you like Star Wars, like, that's the only thing. If you don't like Star Wars,
I think they definitely can watch it without watching those and still like it. I just think, you will get a little bit more when you see all the cameos that are soon to come. I'm sure. I think it'll mean more for you, but this also has just been a really enjoyable show. And I think you do, though, have to know about Star Wars. Like, I do think need to know about that.
The thing is, I think there's Easter eggs in there for, like, nerdy Star Wars fans, right? Star Wars fans. Whereas The Mandalorian, I think you definitely should, like, The Mandalorian is not going to mean as much or resonate with you as much if you haven't seen the actual movies. Whereas this, you can watch it and not have as many questions because you wouldn't really know what questions are, who's this or who's that.
Yeah.
Because so far, it's kind of its own thing. And like you said, we haven't really gotten many cameos from like the Skywalker saga or anything like that. So, I mean, I do feel like you can watch this without having watched Clone Wars and enjoy it as much, but maybe just not for the same reasons.
Yeah.
You literally just have to know the plot of why they're doing what they're doing. Yeah. Like, you just have to know that this army was created full of clones, and now they are being taken over by an evil person and is getting rid of all of them.
And also,
that's like all you have to know.
If you've just ever been interested in, like, hey, the clones in the prequels are obviously different than the stormtroopers in the, like, originals, and then what they evolve into with the First Order, it's like, how did that happen? If you're just interested in that question, then, like, we finally have a show that's going to tell us that. So,
exactly.
That's why I think a lot of people get a lot of stuff out of this. Last thing I have, though, we keep talking about these cameos. Who do y'all got? Who's coming up? What's the biggest cameo? Yeah.
You think Vader?
I'm
excited to see Vader. I don't think they're going to do it until the end.
Probably.
Like the end of the show?
The end of the season, yeah.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
But I don't care. I have to see Rex. Like, I have to see Rex and Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Like, at some point.
They all seem
and
so easy to do. It's like, they could have anyone. We could see Obi-Wan. Like, we might
gonna
as
say,
well.
I think we get the whole crew.
I think
Obi-Wan,
so
Yoda. I mean, I think we're going to see all of them.
I don't think we're going to see Yoda for some reason, but... Mostly just because I think he went into hiding. So,
but I'd love to know. You know what I mean? Because there's such a leap in Yoda from prequels to when we see him in Empire. Like, just mentally, right? The dude's lost something.
Yeah, but see the transition of that. Yeah, that'd be cool, actually.
I'd love to and this is the perfect way to do it. You don't have to build another puppet. You don't have to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, you just animate this shit and show it to us. I'd love it.
Yeah, I agree. What do you all... Okay, this is going to be a stupid question, but I got to ask it. What do you think the chances are that we see Jar Jar?
Zero. We're going to go ahead and nail that one in. Zero.
What about halfway through the season, they're like, we need a Goofy episode. What are we going to do? Jar Jar, come swim on over. We're going to get this figured out.
I don't think anyone wants to waste their time animating the character.
They don't.
Hey, he was a hoot and a half.
I skipped all the Jar Jar episodes in Clone Wars.
Some of them are pretty funny.
I know. I honestly
but some of them, if you want to like Jar Jar, you like force yourself to like it.
Yeah. I'm gonna say too. I'm mostly playing because I don't actually hate Jar Jar like a lot of people. I mean, you know what I mean. He's whatever. But for Clone Wars, I was just trying to get through it fast. I was following a guide. And Jar Jar, you know what? You didn't make the guide. You didn't make the cut. So
you're out of here.
You're done.
All right, guys. Well, I think we can about wrap this thing up. I'm really glad that this show has been as good as it's been so far.
Me too.
Super excited for it to continue. And you can find us talking about it again next Monday, because we're going to be back for episode 4. We're doing this throughout the whole thing, guys.
Love it.
I know you got to hear what we think about the show, so come listen.
And let us know what you thought in the comments.
Yeah, that's
anything
it.
Interesting, tell us fun facts. We will we'll bring them up next week for sure.
For sure. But until then, guys, good soldiers follow orders.
Woo!